Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Last Goodbye by J.A. Jantz. Read by Allison Fraser.
Allie Reynolds leaned her head back against the pillow in the soaking tub and closed her eyes. With the help of the pummeling water jets, she let the rush of the past few days recede into the background. She and Bea had made it. They were finally in Las Vegas. The rest of the wedding party was there, too. Back in November, when she and Bea Simpson had first settled on a Christmas Eve wedding at the Four Seasons, it seemed entirely doable, a piece of cake. After all, how hard could it be? Because Allie and Bea had chosen to be married in a hotel, much of the planning was done by simply cruising through the wedding planning pages on the Four Seasons website, arranging the time, date, flowers, type of ceremony, including their preferred verbiage in the vows, was just a matter of making a few mouse clicks on her computer. Ditto for the menus. One was for what they were calling the rehearsal dinner, despite the fact that there would be no rehearsal until the morning of the wedding. She also used the website to choose separate menus for both the reception and the post-ceremony supper. Allie stepped away from her computer, thinking that she had most everything handled. Unfortunately, she had failed to take her mother's reaction into consideration. Preparations for Allie's previous weddings had been well beyond Edie Larson's geographic reach. Chicago for the first ceremony and Los Angeles for the second. Caught up in running the family business, the Sugarloaf Cafe in Sedona, Arizona, 363 days a year, all Allie's parents had been able to do on the two previous occasions was arrive in time for the rehearsal dinners and depart immediately after the nuptials. This time around, Allie wasn't so lucky. Her parents, Bob and Edie Larson, were both retired now, having sold the restaurant. Bob had found plenty to do in retirement, but Edie, left with too much time on her hands, had hit the wedding planner ground at a dead run, a reaction for which Allie herself had been totally unprepared. In the past, Allie had found the term bridezilla mildly amusing, but when it came to dealing with an Edie who had suddenly morphed into what could only be called the bride's momzilla, that wasn't amusing in the least. To Allie's surprise, Edie had whipped out her long unused Singer sewing machine and set about stitching up a storm. In keeping with the season, Edie's mother of the
sample complete. Ready to continue?